Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. Can you name the first filly or mare ever to earn $1 million while racing exclusively in North America? Some might answer Personal Ensign, who retired unbeaten at the end of 1988. Others might say Genuine Risk, who won the Kentucky Derby in 1980. Still others might believe the answer to be Ruffian, who dazzled America with her brilliance in the mid-1970s. But the answer is none of the above. The first millionaire distaffer in North American history was Susan's Girl. Foaled in 1969 in Florida, Susan's Girl was bred by Fred Hooper Jr. and owned by his father, a man who had made headlines in the 1940s as the owner of a Kentucky Derby winner. As for her bloodlines, the filly was a daughter of 1964 Belmont Stakes winner Quadrangle, and her dam was Quays, who had finished runner-up in the 1960 Kentucky Oaks for the Hooper family. As a two-year-old in 1971, Susan's Girl was good enough to be ranked among the top fillies in North America, but she fell short of winning a championship. She did her best running at Liberty Bell Park near Philadelphia, where she won the Signature Stakes by 5 lengths and the Villager Stakes by an even larger margin. But she was runner-up to Number to Count from the powerful Ogden Phipps stable in both the Frisette and the Gardenia. And so it was Number to Count who won the divisional championship. Trainer John Russell had seen enough, and so he went west with Susan's Girl to prepare the filly for her three-year-old campaign. As he bluntly told the press, he wanted to avoid Number to Count, whose home base was in the East. Susan's Girl made her California debut in January of 1972, winning the Pasadena Stakes. In February, she won the Santa Ynez, and in March, she won the Santa Susanna, today known as the Santa Anita Oaks, to give her a sweep of the major races for three-year-old fillies that winter at Santa Anita Park. Up next, Susan's Girl shipped 2,000 miles east to Louisville, Kentucky for the La Chuyen Stakes at Churchill Downs. She won it with such ease that a local newspaper columnist remarked, "Susan's Girl is something special. The way she coasted home made you wonder why they are even going to bother to run the Oaks next Friday." On Friday, May 5th, 1972, Susan's Girl went to the post for the 98th running of the Kentucky Oaks as the 1-5 favorite. She took the lead with a half mile left to run and withstood a late rally from barely even to win by a length under jockey Victor Tejada. It was her sixth consecutive stakes victory. Susan's Girl would earn an Eclipse Award that year as America's top three-year-old filly, including a dominating performance in the Cotillion Handicap at Liberty Bell. She breezed to a 4.5-length victory that day despite carrying 125 pounds over the distance of a mile and a 16th. Her resume for 1972 would show a total of 9 victories in 13 starts, including multiple stakes wins on both coasts. By comparison, her old rival Number to Count won 5 of 7 starts and never journeyed further west than Lexington, Kentucky. Susan's Girl would add another Eclipse Award, this time as champion older mare in 1973, before getting derailed by an injury in 1974. A bone chip in her left foreleg required surgery in February that year, followed by a 9-month layoff. Incredibly, Susan's Girl, now trained by Tom W. Kelly, would win at Churchill Downs in her return on October 31st, and she would come right back to capture the Grade 3 Fall City Handicap, again at Churchill, 10 days later, carrying 126 pounds. It was a weight assignment which Hooper had called ridiculous, but his champion mare was equal to the task. In January of 1975, Susan's Girl surpassed Shoe V as the richest filly or mare of all time, and in June of that year, she would become the first filly or mare ever to reach $1 million in her career while racing exclusively in North America. The milestone came at Hollywood Park with a runner-up effort in the Grade 3 Wilshire Handicap on the turf. Susan's Girl would retire at the end of that season, and she would add another Eclipse Award as champion older mare. Her final slate reflected 29 wins in 63 starts, including 24 stakes wins and 22 other stakes placings with career earnings of $1.2 million. She was also just the second filly in the sport's history to win as many as 3 championship titles, and she was selected for induction into racing's Hall of Fame the year following her retirement. As a broodmare, Susan's girl would produce multiple Grade 1 winner Copeland, named for Dr. Robert Copeland, the surgeon who had operated on her leg, and she would have a total of 11 foals before her death in October of 1988. Later today, the folks at Parks Racing will present the 53rd running of the Cotillion Stakes, and we remember Susan's girl on the 50th anniversary of her victory in the Cotillion. Also for her eventual run into the history books as the first North American filly or mare ever to reach $1 million in lifetime earnings. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.